Good morning, everyone. Now for some quick takeouts on stories we want you to keep updated on, or a slice of the news that you might have missed. Take a listen to this statistic, okay? For each open job, according to the New York Times, there are six unemployed job seekers. Those are people looking for jobs who probably have mortgages, trying to support families, trying to keep their income, you know, juggling the best way that they can. Joining us now, Louise Story, finance reporter for the New York Times. What does a statistic like that, six seekers for every one available job, mean for, say, the mortgage industry?
Well, as I've been in Washington in the last week or so, I've been talking to a lot of people in housing policy, and this is what they're talking about. They're talking about these unemployed people, because you've got this spiral between jobs and houses. And so what they're saying is, we've got all these good programs now to modify mortgages that the government's doing, but those programs want income. And when people lose their job, they can't show that they're going to have income. And so some of the bank lobbyists I'm talking with are saying, maybe we need a new program. Maybe we need a program for people who have just lost their job and whose mortgages are in trouble.
You know, that occurred to me. They said they have this program for first-time homebuyers. Well, what first-time homebuyer is going to buy a home in the middle of losing their job? So this is a real blind spot in federal economic
Absolutely.
Policy.
Absolutely. And it's really a double whammy, because you lose your job and then you could lose your home. And, you know, it just keeps getting worse and worse. And so there's no current thing that would solve this, but there might. You could do something like, the government could pay your mortgage payments for a few months and lend you the money, and you could pay it back, or they could just make it a grant, or they could put the mortgage payments on hold. But the bottom line is, you know, we've got 14.5 million unemployed people. If all those people miss their mortgage payments, you know, not all of them have homes, but the ones who are homeowners, if they miss their mortgage payments, that just hurts our housing market. You don't need those empty homes.
Rippling through the economy,
rippling,
and then there are job implications of
the
construction industry.
Again, it's the job housing spiral. It can just spiral and spiral. And we don't see an end coming anytime soon, because people are not
ramping up
employment. Right. So it could continue a long time.
So what do you think the likelihood is of Congress actually doing something that's going to help people who are listening to this program anytime soon?
I think there's a decent likeliness, because, again, one of the things you've seen through this whole past year is, once we bailed out the banks, once we helped Wall Street, which was a very, you know, kind of high part of the economy, people who were in more blue-collar jobs said, help me too. So we've got the auto bailout, we got the modification program, and so it's really hard for Congress to say, no, we don't want to help you unemployed people. So they may.
There's a takeout from Louise Story, finance reporter for the New York Times. Help may be on the way if you're unemployed and still trying to pay a mortgage. Thank you, Louise.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.